Welcome to episode 95 of the Analog Assault Podcast. This week we're talking all about the Unreal Engine reveal, Xbox, and more. Let's go!
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Analog Assault Podcast, and I'm excited for this one, guys. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about, and there was actually some stuff that happened today with PlayStation that I didn't get a chance to put in the notes, but we definitely want to talk about that today as well. Before we get into it, though, a little bit of housekeeping for all you guys. If you like the content, head over to patreon.com/Mulehorn Gaming. Learn all the details about how you can support us there, or right here on Twitch, you can sub to help support the MHD crew. You can sub to the stream and you can watch us live every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at twitch.com/Mulehorn Gaming. Okay, got that out of the way. So, dudes.
Try saying that five times fast.
I know, right? So, how y'all been, man? What you been playing? Lots of cool stuff going on. What's going down?
Hello, everybody.
Go, Crow.
No sleep. No sleep.
Bro, don't sleep.
So still the same.
Sleep. What?
Only grind. Only grind. No sleep.
Right.
No, but yeah, been on that grind still. See, Warframe just dropped some content, so I'm enjoying that. They just dropped their new, season pass type thing. It's free though, so it's fun. It's actually kind of interesting. You have to go in and you're solving these crimes. You got to find clues and stuff, and you got to go into missions to collect resources to be able to activate things, which is interesting. PSO just released this update to where they're boosting drop rates on stuff, so I've been trying to grind that. It's not going so well.
Ugh. Yeah.
And then Destiny. Been some more Destiny and did some more Odyssey. I'm at level 45 on Odyssey now. I think I'm just about to the end on the story.
God, you guys have sunk way more time than me in it already.
I'm not going to say any spoilers, but I may be trying to find 4 keys and I'm on the last key.
Nice.
I don't know if you're at that part yet, that is.
On Destiny?
No, on Odyssey.
Odyssey? Oh, Assassin's Odyssey. Creed Odyssey?
No keys yet.
No keys, but do you know the keys?
No. I am working on the cult hunt right now. I just got finished with Socrates, whatever his name is.
Socrates.
Yeah. I got finished doing his ridiculous questions and quest.
Yeah, that part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you went and fought or killed the cultist with the deals with him?
I'm working with that. I want to get that armor set really fast, so I'm working on that specifically, and so I have to check out his stuff first.
Is that Eyes of the Cosmos? Is that the one you're working on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm all about that poison, baby.
Yeah.
See, I was really into poison, and then I got a fire sword.
Ooh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually a fire mace, but then when you get a legendary weapon, you can put whatever its mod is onto other things.
I love that. I have a bow that has the devastation shot and predator shot, 20% boost on each one.
Nice, so, dude.
Whatever I want to do, man. Boom.
I've got a sword that does plus on fire damage and then also plus on fire buildup or burn buildup. So I'm going to end up putting the fire damage type onto that as well once I get it leveled. But it's level 16. I've had it in my inventory forever. So I'm I really need to level this up, but it costs so much. It's ridiculous how many resources it costs.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
I have to dismantle so much and kill a bunch of goats and bears to get all the pelts I need. I'm like, really? 400 pelts? Come on.
You can get that, Prime. There's bears everywhere.
Nothing. I need 1,000 and some of each material to level this.
Complaining no more. No, yeah. I like fire, but if I remember from Origins, man, if you get too much fire, everything
catches on fire.
Burn it!
I like that.
A lot of stuff does catch on fire, but it doesn't burn for very long. So I think they've kind of worked on that. Because I'll be, Like, I'll go clear out a base, and, you know, those crates you got to burn, I'll just swing my sword at them. Makes it a whole lot easier than, like, okay, where's my torch? Okay, yeah. I'm going to swing about five times and miss about four.
Yeah.
Other than that, I've been playing a bit of Destiny, got in a raid with some guys.
Destiny?
Yeah.
Destiny?
We got raid in with some of the newer guys that we made friends with a couple weeks ago. Enjoying that.
Yeah.
But this week they dropped a quest for the old OG Destiny 1 Fellwinter's Lie shotgun. And boy, does it have some people pissed off in the community.
The lie. All the lies. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the gun, because no one has the gun, and no one will get the gun for a while.
Yeah.
So basically what it is there are three public event type things across three different planets that the community has to do to completion together, and each of them has to be completed 3 million times.
I think I'd stab my eyeballs out before I did that.
So 9 million times.
No.
Done.
Oh my gosh.
And all the big streamers and all the big Destiny guys are like, hell no. Nope, we're not touching this. Bungie came out and they're like, okay, we maybe made some mistakes on stuff. What we've done is we've tuned down the champions during it, and also basically one completion counts as five completions now. The problem wasn't the champions and the completions, yes, that does help, but the champions doesn't help at all, because half the time you get randos in there that just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it has to be like 100% complete. You can't just let the timer run out and
it's done.
Get the, like, partial completion. Yeah. It has to get both chests to spawn and everything. And after day one, the second morning, like when it came out, they were at 5%, 1%, and 1%.
On them.
I haven't checked recently. I've been doing too much other stuff the last couple days. But yeah, it's looking pretty upsetting.
Pretty bad.
It's really, even like after they released those notes, who was it? St. Oda Rage was like, he made a video. He was like, no, I'm still not even doing it. He was laughing his ass off reading the comments that Bungie made. Like, no, there's no way that he's going to work on that.
He's a pretty positive guy. So for him to like do that, it's got to say a lot for what they're not doing right.
Yeah.
Because they've been just pushing this activity down our throats all season. And what a lot of people are saying, and a lot of these bigger guys are saying, and I agree, if they had dropped this quest at the beginning of the season when we were having to run this event through everything, we could have been like passively working on it and been a lot better, but no. So
that's I'm not gonna do week. I'm not gonna do a public event over and over and over and over. Just not gonna do that. That's the definition of insanity.
That means they wouldn't be pretty
now, like Lupo and I were talking about it, and like really thinking about it, like if every single of the regular people logged in and did three to completion for 9 days, it would be done. But that's ridiculous.
Shaky's telling me in chat to do it till my eyes bleed, but I just can't do that, man.
Shaky's a glutton for punishment.
That's the thing. See, that's the thing, man. Like I think I was telling Underdog and you and maybe it was Shaky late one night when we were doing trials and stuff, and I was just getting pissed. I was like, I want to play Destiny, but I don't have a reason to play it right now because like I'm a PvP guy and I'm just like trials is in like a crapshoot. You know, it's like, hey, you may actually get a real game, or you may play 9 games in a row of just cheaters. And I'm like, nope, that guy's got a back ban. That guy's got a back ban. Oh, no, that guy's got a fresh account. Like, you know, he's cheating. So I'm like, I want to play it, but they got to give me a reason to. And then they come out with this thing. It's cool. And I'm like, oh, I see the shotgun. I'm like, sweet. I want that shotgun. And then when I read the notes and I saw it was like public events, I was like,
And it's not any public event. It's the specific Seraph public events, which are minimum 6 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess maximum 6 minutes long, and then being able to just successfully complete them in that time. Because it's rough. If it was yeah. still like when they first came out, because they've actually bumped up the difficulty on those, made like a different version, and that's like what everyone gets. If it was the previous version, I wouldn't have as near big of a problem. It was a whole lot easier. There's only one tower at a time you had to defend. Now there's two out of three.
Yeah.
It's really irritating, especially when you get a couple of randos in there that want to throw the freaking orb at I don't know what.
Yeah.
The skybox.
See, and Graybush is bringing up a good point in chat, and I kind of agree with what he's saying. He said D2 was pretty good. It lost its luster. You spent a lot of money on two. I think we've said this before. I think Destiny, and we're kind of getting off topic here, but I think Destiny needs another Taken King moment, you know, to kind of get.
Yep. I mean, we will have something like that in September, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it's going to obviously be a while still.
Yeah.
And some of the things that they put in today's Bob kind of got me a little upset too. They're going to be basically doing what I think it was Lona was saying. His term was called sunsetting gear and weapons. So basically, after a certain point in time, gear will not be able to be infused any higher. So, say, this next season, it's not going to affect it, but the following one, it will. So you'll start seeing stuff like Recluse, other weapons like that, not be able to be leveled up any higher. They'll hit a certain power cap, and you won't be able to level them up. And we had this situation in D1 before the very first expansion, or after the first expansion. And we didn't get like them to change it until the House of Wolves, where you had to get the special item, special infusing item, to be able to level it up. And then when we had Taken King was when we first had True Infusion. And it's been great since then. I don't understand why they're doing this. Now, it's not going to be like a season-to-season thing where, like, last season stuff is going to be crap. It's going to be, like, basically a full year cycle. So you'd at least get that. But, hey, I really like some of these other weapons that are not meta, but they're still going to get sunset.
Yeah.
It irritates me a little bit. I'm still really enjoying Destiny. I still love it. I still want to raid all the time when we can. I'm enjoying those. But
yeah.
Some of the things they're doing just irk me a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what about the other guys? What y'all been playing?
I mentioned some Assassin's Creed. That's all I've been playing.
Wait. You were in Discord the other day, and I was like, Prime likes this game. Let me, because Xbox app on your phone will let you check the hours against your friend. And I've been streaming it like an hour and a half every morning, and I was like, oh, I got 29 hours. Prime's probably pretty close to that. No, you had 59. And I was like, holy crap, dude.
I just like The Witcher 3. I have to complete the region before I move on. And I've actually done a little bit better in trying to progress in the story, but there's so much to do. And I, you know, right now I'm on the cult hunt, and so I got to really clean out Athens before I can really finish that out, or that particular line that I have Cosmos. But man, Odyssey's got me hooked. It's so good.
Yeah,
it's so good. I'd say Origins had a better story already than Odyssey, but it's loads of fun. It keeps me coming back. No desire to pick up anything else right now. So when I'm not working from home, or actually in the office a couple of days, or homeschooling at home, Jesus, take the wheel. I am playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and put in my 2 to 4 hours a night if I can. Slap on, put some coffee on the brew and get it going before 10, 11 o'clock, and then rock until about 2 and deal with the suffer in the morning.
Daddy's You're a brave tired. Man, Prime.
Everyone be quiet. We're waking up slow. Fix your own breakfast. it's just been that and hanging out on a lot of these people's streams and a lot of meeting some new people and just doing what I do, a little bit of network.
Yeah, baby. prime time, the Jarvis, the real life Jarvis.
I will say, speaking of work and Twitch, not so DC recently has been doing Guitar Hero. It's been my jam for background music for my whole entire day at work.
Nice. Awesome. That's awesome, man. Yeah, I think he's here in chat as well, so it's pretty awesome. Yeah.
That's it, man. I'd like to say I've been playing more than one game, but that's not true.
He's the anti-squirrel. He just keeps
laser-focused. Yes, I am the yin to your yang, man.
Exactly. What about you, Dirty? It's good to have you back on the cast, brother. How you been, man?
Welcome back, Dirty. Right.
Well, hi. Yeah. He said, welcome back.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. I've not been playing Assassin's Creed because you know how I do.
Right.
But if you're in the chat, the Discord chat, you've seen my gripes, and I'm not going to get into it right now because I said my piece and I don't really want to say it.
He doesn't want to pick a fight. That's what he's saying.
Oh, yeah, we might get there tonight. We'll see.
Yeah.
But
the night's still young.
It is. It's only 8:48. Anywho's, I've been playing a fair share of Warzone because, for whatever reason, Dark always gets me to play it with him and the other typical Warzone crew.
He's all happy.
So, they did pop my wind cherry, though. I'm up to, like, whopping 4 wins now.
Nice!
Look at that.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
There's that. Actually got back into Division 2 and have been doing their manhunts as they come out. So
yeah.
I was doing that before this and didn't have enough time to finish off the 4th minion before I went after the big boss chick. So I'm like, yeah. They take a while to kill because they're always dipping.
Division, everything's spongy.
Dying, yeah.
Healing, but you know how things are.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And got back into some Borderlands 3 recently because I've discovered more often than not I'm prone to the looter shooter slash do what I want kind of build game and not really have to worry about grinding my ass off for 9 million things.
Nice.
So, yeah.
What character do you main on 3?
I went through the first time as the what's your name?
Siren.
The one with the mech.
Oh. Moe's.
Mech thing. Moe's, yeah, that's the one. And this time I'm doing Flak.
Okay. He's actually doing the opposite of what Lupo did. He started with Flak and now he's on to Moe's.
Yeah. Towards the end of my first playthrough with Moe's, I'm just like, I ended up respecting like 2 or 3 times. It's just like, I want to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
Because typically I don't pay tons of attention to the skill trees. I'm just kind of say, oh, that sounds good. Oh, that could go good with this. Okay, let's just do that and see how it rolls. And then I actually get stuff unlocked. I'm like, okay. Let's see what I did there. I need to go respec.
Yeah.
So, oh, this time I'm trying to be a little bit more mindful in the skills that I choose as I progress because I'm just like, I don't want to respec. It doesn't take that long, but it's like,
I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to.
But that and the fact that they have the dungeon crawls, I think is the best way to put it. I haven't really experienced them yet, but the fact that they still give you more things to do after the game is done and still just go in and screw around and whatnot, that's, I enjoy that. It's part of why I still enjoy Diablo, and that's good old mindless fun.
Yeah.
When you say dungeon crawl, are you talking about the stuff with Maurice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are pretty fun. I'm kind of upset they missed out on the Halloween one. That one was pretty fun and shenanigans filled.
Yeah, I think I came in after that right now. I mean, I've done some of the cartel thugs and whatnot because I didn't think that they were going to have those in my newer game. I thought it was going to be more of like go back and hunt these guys kind of a thing. But nope, they just kind of pop in whenever. I'm like,
no.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Boy, they added some crazy mayhem levels into that. You haven't finished, so you're not into the mayhem levels yet. But basically, they only had 1 through 3. Now they have 1 through, I think, 10. And decided to try and jump in on 10 with me, Barry, and Underdog one time. took us half an hour to kill one guy. One little
guy. That's ridiculous.
No thanks.
Like, obviously the gear that you're going to be getting in there is a bit better, so it scales up. But you can't just skip. You can't just go on. We're like, okay, we've been doing Mayhem 3, no problem. Let's go to Mayhem 10. No. No.
No. Oh, it sounds exactly like Diablo's torment system is just going through whatever it is now. It's when things seem that they're getting to be too easy to kill, you just bump it up a level. And then you realize that you aren't as powerful as you thought, and you bump it back down.
Yeah.
Surprise, mother trucker.
You're right. So, Mr. Dark, what you been playing, dude?
Hello there.
Let me guess. Let me guess. Warzone?
Mostly, yeah. So it's mostly been a lot of Warzone. Funny enough, I'm also playing a hell of a lot of Animal Crossing. So,
okay.
It's the AC bug. The different AC bug.
Tom Nook's
got playing a lot of Animal Crossing. Try to play a little bit before work. A little bit when I get home. You know, I don't pump a million hours into it. But
yeah, you're not lady.
Aside from that, I'm not anybody else who plays that damn game. Everybody plays that game. Hours into it. I'm not even going to hate on them. I can see how. But I play mostly Warzone and stuff like that. And the other day, I think I spent like $40 downloading 60 games from Steam. So I'm going to start going back and knocking out some of those old games like the Tomb Raiders and stuff like that. Oh, you
picked up that bundle. I saw that. Yeah.
Nice, man.
About that one.
Oh, I had to.
It was a lot of games.
So yeah, that, it was definitely something to take care of on that one. But yeah, it's mainly been playing Warzone, switching out people, you know, carrying, not carrying, having fun, just being dumb, getting frustrated and then refusing to actually try to win, just chasing people around with four people to beat them down.
Yeah.
It happens. Or trying to see how many highlight rocket launcher kills I can get in a game.
There you go.
Well, very nice, dude. Very nice.
Well, that's about it.
That's a good question. How much are your turnips, Dark? What's your prices?
You know what? I wanted to actually look and do the whole turnip thing, but apparently I woke up too late on Sunday to find out and actually buy some, so I haven't been looking since I've been pissed about not actually having my own turnip. Of course, that you know, actively ask what your turnip prices are, but you know, I'm not collecting money on turnips, and nobody's collecting money on my turnips, so the hell with them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mama's disappointed.
Well, I have not been playing Animal Crossing. I've been playing, as you guessed it, the new season of Apex. Yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with Apex, man. I got back into it. I like Warzone, but I'm just gonna say this:
you're on like your 2-week rotation already. Did you switch over already,
dude? I'm switched. Like, here's the thing: it's like I love Warzone, but for me, I play very aggressive. And I don't like playing solo in that game because there's a lot of people that just kind of sit. They sit in a corner, wait for you to run by, or they use a heartbeat sensor, and then they kill you. So for me, it's not a skill-based. Like, it's more of a wait-and-see-based, you know?
You can equip perks to make that obsolete.
You can't. That's actually been proven on Reddit, is that even though you use a ghost build, they can still see you with a UAV. Which sucks. Yeah, they won't be able to see it with the heartbeat sensor.
UAV, sure, but not the heartbeat sensor.
That's actually people hacking who can see you. That's not.
And you bring up another good point. People that are cheating, the rooftop campers. I don't know. For me, I really like Warzone. I really like it. But all the other stuff, I'm going to wait until all that stuff's fixed before I jump back into it. Like, I jump back into Apex.
It's your loot and scooter. And
dude,
in Warzone, you can't loot and scoot because you can't get popped.
And that's what I love about Apex. Fast, dude. It's fast. It has that Titanfall-like movement, the wall climbing, all that stuff. You don't have a lot of camping. Like, usually the camping is toward the end of the circle if you're trying to find, like, a better position. And you're just waiting for the circle to shrink in a little bit so you don't get, like, pinched. But, dude, I love it. Like, I played with Crank and one of his friends, and they're both, like, doctors with their name. So I just was like, all right, I'm just going to say doctor. but we had fun, man. We played the other night and we had a lot of top three and top two finishes. And of course, every morning I've been playing Odyssey, and Mama knows and Robbie knows and a couple others, they're usually like Snake, who are usually in the morning streams. I had this really awkward moment. Like, I was sitting with Socrates. I went to this, like, party thing. And I was like, okay, I got to go talk to this guy that's in another room. And so you walk up and you hear, like, moaning or something. And then all of a sudden I hear, like, what the heck's going on? And my guy's like, open the door. I'm going to kick it down. He's like, kick it down. He comes out like just in underwear and he goes, oh, sorry. And the goat like goes, meh, walking out. And I'm like, what the heck? It's, what did I just walk in on?
You're a country boy, so I don't, you can't put two of you together.
Man, you must really like them goats. But I was just like, it was the most awkward thing ever on stream. I think my face turned bright red. I was just like, But that's been a bad night for me. A lot of Assassin's Creed. That game's got me pulled in. Like, that's a game I'll keep playing because it's just so good.
Yeah.
So, dudes, let's talk about the hot topic. And we got to see a reveal for the Unreal Engine. And we actually have two guys that have been involved in game development. And so I want to just sit back and listen to Dirty and Dark kind of nerd out a little bit on this. So we saw it. It was amazing. So oh, guys.
My nipples are already hard. Oh, my God. Oh, but God, you can start Dirty. It's so good.
So if y'all watched it, Unreal, or Epic, rather, Epic has upgraded or done something otherworldly to the Unreal Engine, which powers many games, to include Unreal Engine 5. They did a walkthrough of what it's capable of doing on a PS5, and I kind of want one now. I'm not saying I don't want an Xbox, whatever it's going to be, but...
So, can I touch on that before you move on? Because there's a lot of people with a weird misconception on that. They think that the whole engine's just going to be specifically for the PS5, of like a globalized thing. But there are a lot of people out there who actually believe that that's actually what's happening. Oh, yeah. That, oh, you know, they have...
That's sad.
You know, it's just going to be on that. It's... No, they just decided to use them for the demo.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, holy shit. It's and it's full of things, just everything, just... I'm gonna miss a lot just because I'm really excited about this, but just the overall aspect of this to me as someone who went to school for game development and as a gamer is just, it gave me full body freaking goosebumps knowing exactly more or less what they're talking about. Not necessarily exactly, it's been a while, but when they're talking about like poly count optimization and, you know, their global illumination, their GI lighting is what that is.
Oh my god. That was, oh my god.
I jizzed in my pants. Sure. Oh my
god. Did you even have pants on, or did you just rip them off right after that?
I couldn't get them off fast. Pulled them right off like a little poor
tripper. Yeah. Oh my god.
And
that, for me with that, oh my god, that whole light aspect shit. Dude, for somebody who focus a lot on textures and stuff, the fact that no longer do you actually need to texture bake. For people who don't understand that, when you play video games, you'll probably notice that not every light's an actual light. It does not cast shadow, but it has light on it. That's texture baking. That's like, hey, we put a light bulb over here, but you know, this needs to have light on it somehow and reflect a very specific way. So you have to spend hours sometime taking a whole wall and texture baking a light pattern onto it to save polys or to save memory.
Yep.
They made a system where that doesn't need to be done. Like, oh, you're done modeling? Cool. Where's your light source? Up there? Cool. It'll take care of the rest of it.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
On the topic of baking, I mean, it's... Oh? You don't have to... Not like that.
A little shake and bake.
You no longer have to bake your high poly models onto your lows.
No LODs, no.
So, here's the thing. We're gonna help because not many people understand the jargon. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty self-explanatory if you think about it, or it will make more sense in a second anyway. You take your high poly model, which is my right hand, or left to whoever is looking at it from the opposite direction, and you have your low poly model, and you bake everything fancy and gorgeous from the high poly onto the low poly, so that way it reads like a low poly, saving space and all that other good stuff, but it looks amazing. Now, you don't have to do that. Now you can take some gigantic, ornate as bald statue straight from the program that you modeled it in, slap it, and you're good to go.
So let me actually go into a little more detail on that, so people can actually get a better understanding of how insane that is. So you guys all played video games at different levels. Right now, we'll use Call of Duty. Call of Duty is an example. And if you watch the tech demo, he talks a lot about triangles. You know, this thing has 25 million triangles. And for anybody who doesn't understand, a triangle is just a three-pointed like poly. And what a poly is just the little bricks that make up all the skins on video games. So every video game you've ever played has polys in. You hear it all the time and stuff like that. Triangles are just what happens when polys get uploaded into an engine. They automatically become three-point stuff. So it's usually better to model in a three-point set. So to take Call of Duty, for example, at its max, and probably going to be in the story player mode where a lot of stuff is popping off because you're playing in single player mode. One scene, the whole damn scene, explosions, every person you see in the scene is 24 million polys was the max that they hit out, which was recorded at an interview with some of the heads on there as the game came out. 24 million polys is insane compared to some old games.
This was on,
if you watch a text demo, and that was actually... using Unreal 4. So yeah, they did Unreal 4, you know, a modified Unreal 4 engine on that. When you watch the tech demo, this dude pointed out one model, not one scene, one model with 24 million triangles in it. And then he was like, oh, by the way, in this next room, there's at least 50 of those same models in the room.
That's what blew my mind. I was like, what?
Yeah. That's like, nuts.
Render heavy.
How does it like I guess the engine just takes care of all the heavy work for all that? Like, how does that work? Is it just talking to each other or something? Like,
it's more of an intelligent based system now. The fact that they were talking about that they're bringing in movie theater or like movie quality polys. So what happens when you play video games, you have to take into account the fact that we interact with things, that we can actually get up close, we can change perspective on different things. But we also have to factor in gameplay-wise, we have to reduce how much information is being processed so that the game runs smoothly. So we can't use movie theater things. Or for people who don't notice when they're in the movies, if you ever watch the NFL, every time you see like the things floating above the stadium, that's all done with Unreal Engine. Like, all that's done with the Unreal Engine. If you ever watch WWE and you see the weird, you know, entrances in the background, again, that's all Unreal Engine. A lot of your favorite movies have come out. Most of the stuff has just been Unreal Engine. Game of Thrones, hell, the dragons and stuff, there was all done
Mandalorian
engine, you know, type of software and stuff like that. So now we're taking these polys with programs that are like ZBrush, you know, and Dirty Otesto, we went to school, you know, it was all like, you know, low poly model, which means that they were telling us to make these gorgeous things with 20,000 polygrams. 20,000 versus 24 million. And you have to make it look amazing. And, you know, even another example would be like, if you look at Batman Arkham Knight or Dark Knight, whatever the hell the last of the Batman games was. In that was a big jump from the original Arkham City, where the Batmobile had more polys in it than the entire Arkham City game in total.
Wow.
So now you're talking about, just the Batmobile. So now you're talking about that one polygram statue that was in that tech demo probably had more polygrams and triangles in it than the entire Arkham series.
Yeah,
like as a whole,
that's insane, dude.
It's insane the level of detail that you can get. Like, I don't know about you, but I know I do it. Like, I walk around, I try to see how many things I can find that are messed up, floating bushes, or find the angle as you know. Oh, you know, hey, you know, this is where the actual tree is, a flat tree. There's gonna be, you know, to save space and have trees that are just papers from, you know, certain angles. I think you just model a full tree. You can just throw a full tree out there. You can throw millions of them out there, and the engine's going to be able to understand that, hey, he's close. We could fully do everything by ourselves. So
that's insane, dude.
Mind-blowing from the developer point of view on that.
That's just freaking insane to think about as a gamer, too, because like when I was watching the video, I came back in here because my son likes to watch like videos like that, and I sat him down. I was like, hey, watch this. And he's like, is this real? I was like, it looks real, right? He's like, this is so cool. He's like, I want to play this game just because of the way it looked like in that demo, whatever that game they're showcasing. And I was like, it looks like a movie. And like my wife was watching. She's like, is that a movie? I was like, no, this is a game. This is a game, man. Good. Yeah.
That good.
They took it to the next level. Just like, holy fuck.
I think that about sums it up perfectly.
It's like, shit, like, for real. Like, this engine has literally been the base of so many other engines that people don't realize that. Because you can buy the engine and say, hey, as a developer or something, we're going to buy your engine and we're going to change it and make it into our own engine. We're going to pay you a shit ton of money to Epic Games to make our own engine. Think about that. Like, there's so many games out there that are based off of an Unreal Engine at its core. At its core, it's an Unreal Engine with whatever sprinkles you want to throw on top of it. It's an Unreal Engine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad that they didn't try crossing the Uncanny Valley, and I won't get into a conversation with that. That just means that something that's fake looks too real, so it starts making you feel a little bit nauseous and stuff, and they were focusing more on what the environment looks like and stuff like that. So, like, oh my God, like, it is ridiculously exciting to actually see that it actually sparked me to want to go back into going in and doing the modeling and playing with it again. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
And some of those other stuff that they're
insane and immensely impressive.
Yeah.
Like the sound quality, what they are going to be able to do with that reverbs and everything else.
Oh my God. Like,
yep.
You know, when you load up Forza or whatever racing game, it's just like, oh, okay, that kind of sounds like a V8. Now, whatever game's going to come out, it's just going to be like, oh, well, hi there. It's going to be like the recording that they took either from an actual vehicle or a soundbite of the vehicle, or I don't know how the sound engineer is doing that. I knew that. My program never covered it. But
it's a 16-point microphone system.
Dang.
Fucking fire up a vehicle like that, or any I'm just using racing games in general because that's the only other like thing I can really think of off the top of my head that would take advantage of that easily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just I want to put on my headphones and just jack up the volume and make myself go deaf because it would just sound so amazing. And some of those visual effects is something that I want to try and get back into as well. And much like Dark, how he wants to get back into the 3D modeling aspect because of that tech demo, I want to go download Unreal Engine after this and start freaking around with visual effects, because those bats was a stream of visual effects. It wasn't models. It wasn't anything like that. And it was all interactive
with the bugs itself.
Yeah.
The things that people will be able to do with this.
It's nuts. You have no idea the amount of craziness that, like, you take advantage of little things that you don't notice. Like, stupid examples. Like, if you look at Red Dead 2 and what they got to do in that game where, you know, funny enough, the horse testicles, like, oh, you're in the snow and, you know, things shrink, or the horse bats its ear and stuff like that. Like, it's such insanity that you can do with things like cloth and the way rocks look and they tumble. Hell, if you paid attention to the tech demo when they moved the light and the bugs were running from the light.
Yes.
In the old days, that would take like 6 hours to get that program to say, hey, if the person happens to move the light this way, or no, well, they're not going to do that, so let's just make that into like a cutscene, so that we make sure that the bugs that we modeled move properly. So now they're going, no, we're just going to put the bugs there, and they're on their own program loop. Oh, look, he has a light. Bugs, no. Oh, light. If that thing's in my area, move away from it.
That's just freaking insane, dude, because that kind of segues us into this. What do you think the future of gaming is going to be like this? Because, like, could you imagine if Halo is running on this?
If? Likely will be.
It is. I'm telling you right now, it is.
I mean, it's like Unreal Engine is launching primarily, you know, like for use or sale or whatever it is next year.
Yeah,
you know, pretty sure Halo is coming out this year, next year.
Holiday this year. Yeah,
you think maybe some games won't be on this year gameplay because they're waiting for Unreal 5 to do the thing.
Maybe
now that's out of the gate.
No. No, what ends up happening is a lot of the bigger players or a lot of their more loyal people for Epic would have already had the actual engine. So they're not going to come out the gate like that and go, this engine's coming out. That's our tech demo. That's for us to actually see that, hey, this is what we're doing.
Yeah. Like, they've been working on it for a long time. Yeah. Money,
they're the ones helping mold and going, oh, you got this right, but let me give you something that we use to tweak your engine, put it back into it.
Okay. Yeah.
Like it.
So Anger brings up a really good point. He says VR, AR in 5-10 years. And this is the question I have with that is everything is getting so realistic, right? You know, with the frame rates, the pixels, everything, like it just like looking at that game, it looked like it was like I was watching The Mandalorian or something, right? It was just it looked so real. Do you think us as gamers, we'd ever put down the controller for VR? Like, do you think there'll ever be like a Ready Player One moment where we're just like, all right, hey, Prime, we're off work. I'll meet you over in our cyberspace of Overwatch, and then we'll head over to Witcher 3, and then we'll go do like where we just throw it on. We're there. Do you think we'll do that and give up sitting on the couch or holding the controller?
Not until it becomes an affordable type of option. Until that becomes like a mainstream thing. Like, it was hard enough as it is for consoles to become, you know, the mainstream gaming thing. PCs have made a great comeback, don't get me wrong. PC gamers have a lot of advantages, but it's not happening anytime soon. Hell, they're even running on a high quality PC. You have to have a lot of stuff in there right now just to run it, let alone have a standalone.
Now,
they have haptic suits, which make it more immersive, but first, second generation stuff, and it's like I said, it takes so much CPU power just to make a good version of that. 10 years, more popular, not mainstream yet.
Who's gonna want to put on this full body suit when you can just pick up a controller?
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of effort. Especially for a long
Bell will have it, sure, but and that's consumer, probably not yet.
Not so much.
I think Dirty hit the nail on the head when he said after a long day.
A projector version of it coming out before headset version. I'd see more of an acceptable
like glasses
projecting 3D versus actual the headphone type ones.
Which I think they actually have that right now with the HoloLens. Like, if I remember, what was it like? Now it's been like 2 years ago where they're talking about how they use the Minecraft world and they can build digital worlds in your living room. So you can look at how to spec out this like motorcycle you're building, or this like you're looking at a patient's diagram, and you can see it right there. Like, it's just nuts, dude. The thing, I think, going back to what Dirty said, he said after a long day, you know, it's just easier for someone to sit down off their feet and grab a controller, or sit at their nice PC desk and, you know, blow up some crap with their keyboard and mouse. Like, I don't know. I don't even see VR really becoming that big until maybe 25, 30 years down the road, when it becomes something that's very commonplace, almost where it's like a necessity. If you can make it like a necessity, like a phone, then I think then more people would do it.
I don't think it'll take over the actual game market. I think it'll actually take over the cell phone market more. Like, I think it'll actually become something that's more for the casual gamer to pair with their cell phones for, you know, FaceTiming and all things like that.
Like a digital world. A video game
thing more of a social space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'll have more success than it would in the gaming market. I think we're a little too jaded towards it at this point for it to succeed.
Yeah.
I mean, thinking of, in general, VR with something like Unreal 5 or whatever it's going to be after, imagine Unreal 10. Goddamn. With VR. Like, it won't happen in our lifetime, I'll guarantee you that much. But for whoever gets to have that, oh damn, I'm kind of jealous of that thought, just because it's like that would be your Ready Player One type situation.
That'll be your Ready Player One situation. Yeah. Unreal 10. Yeah. It'll just be called real one. Yeah,
dude, unreal, it's so real. Double negatives.
They'll probably have like contact lenses that you'll just throw in by then. You won't even have to have a headset. Yeah, you'll just throw in some contact lenses and you're there, you know. You'll have like a chip in your ear or something. Contacts.
You gotta have the whole eyeball taken out and replace the whole thing.
Now we're like in Cyberpunk's area, you know, so. So kind of moving on. So we wanted to talk a little bit about the Xbox big stream they had, a couple days ago. And yep. What did you get? I mean, for me, the only bright spot was Valhalla, you know, gameplay.
Perspective. I saw a comment recently that put a little bit of perspective spin on it that made some sense. It was a lot of games shown through an indie lens. Now, when I read it that way, I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it was a bunch of indie games, third-party games. Some are looking really cool, especially, what was it, something Infinite?
Oh, yeah, the first-person one?
Shooter, yeah.
Yeah,
that looked pretty sweet, especially when the DeLorean showed up. I'm like, okay, really have my attention. Graphics look insanely amazing. It was the gameplay of Valhalla that stirred things up. It wasn't really gameplay at all.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to throw on that?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Like, there was one other than that, like, there was only one other game that really jumped out at me. I can't remember. I'm trying to find what it was.
The horror games?
No, the Scarlet one.
I can't remember what that one was.
I can't remember what it was, but it was an anime style type one.
Yeah.
Something.
I know which one you're talking about. I can't remember the name of it though. Yeah.
It looked good. Like, I'm interested. I'm interested to see what that turns out to be.
Yeah.
If it's going to be a co-op or if it's just a single player. That kind of is one of the decider factors for me. Other than that, we didn't have a whole lot of footage on Valhalla. I'm a little disappointed the way they were talking, and they're like, oh, we're focusing more on these big battles. Like, that's not Assassin's Creed to me. Assassin's Creed to me is sneaking into a base, clearing it out, and getting all the enemies.
Here we go. I see Dirty and Dark over there. So, hold on. Before Dirty and Dark say anything, I'll say this. I think what they're trying to go for is in that era, there was a lot of big battles, right? Like, there was invasions in England, all kinds of stuff going on with the Saxons, the Vikings, everything, right? So I think that's kind of what they're going for. And I think you see a little bit of that in Odyssey when you have like the big battles that you fight in certain areas, which are freaking amazing. Like, I love that. That's freaking cool. And I get that it's not Assassin's Creed, but I'll say this, I'll say my piece, and then I'll let our hardcore Assassin's Creed guys over here say their piece. For me, I think Assassin's Creed had to evolve. Like, after a while, doing the same thing over and over and over, rinse, repeat, over and over and over, no abilities other than what you start with and the hidden blade, it got too repetitive for me. And a lot of them I wouldn't finish until they started putting in more stuff like what I saw in Origin.
Then you were playing them because all of them had tons of stuff to use.
That was cool, but I felt like I was just doing the same thing. Go here, kill a guy. Go here, kill a guy. Go here, kill a guy. Like, I like the more RPG element to it, and that drew me in more than just the go here, kill this guy, go here, kill this guy. And I'm not saying there isn't good story in Assassin's Creed. There is. Yeah, I get it, you know? But for me, I think the evolution helped more with the guys in the middle, like myself. Anyways, that's Dirty Dark.
So, quick sidestep. Maybe Dark can help me out with this one. When did the first Ghost Recon game come out?
You talking about like before Island Thunder?
Before Advanced Warfighter.
So the original Ghost Recon came out at least in 2000 or 1999.
Okay. So that's a good 19-year span of generically the same thing over and over. There you go. And yet, they still did it over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So, I very much see your point in games needing to evolve and whatnot, but I don't at the same time because they don't. If it's not broke, don't fix it. If we can do something,
2001.
2001. So a 19-year span in which they generically had the same thing. They may have tweaked it here and there, but it was, you picked up a Ghost Recon game because you knew what you were getting into.
Yep.
First-person tactical military-based shooter.
I mean, granted, yeah, they kind of drifted away from the first-person aspect of it to favor third-person, and that's something I prefer. First-person, something like that, throws me off, but that's a discussion for a different day, not a very interesting one. But to have the same formula for 19 years and not do anything drastic to it, so why do they need to do this with Assassin's Creed? If they want to make it, air quotes, evolve, stop calling it Assassin's Creed and just make a new IP about Vikings. Everybody loves Vikings, except for maybe people who once had ancestors who were fucking British and they got killed by a Viking. Who knows?
But the name Assassin's Creed alone is an instant buy for some. Like, you just put, slap Assassin's Creed on there, it's instant buy.
Ubisoft is an instant buy for some people. Fucking dark. They should put more faith in their own brand than slapping a name on it.
Dark's like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna.
How many people are gonna buy Skull and Bones just because one, it's Ubisoft, and two, it's pirates? Exactly. Precisely my freaking point.
Yeah.
They didn't need to do this. It's not a day one buy for me in any way, shape, or form because it's not what I grew up with. It's not what I fell in love with. It's not what I want to see. I don't want to see going into some large-scale battlefield as an air quotes assassin. Who the fuck does that? Not even...
I can't even think of the first time that they did that. Did they do that in 3?
Yeah, they did it in 3.
But then, even then, it was like, it was almost more scripted.
Yeah.
And then the ones in Odyssey are very small-scale at that.
Yeah. And this. Honestly, part of me only thinks that they're doing Vikings. Actually, not even part of me thinks, but all of me thinks that the only reason that they're doing Vikings is because ships. Because for whatever reason, they can't let ships go.
They can't let it go. And
I don't know why.
It's all because of Black Flag.
The ships are freaking awesome, though, man.
While everyone's playing Odyssey, I, honest to God, I re-downloaded Black Flag because I've been watching Black Sails and I love pirates. Who doesn't?
See, I can't stand the ships. If they could just make
I love them, dude. They're so fun.
If they stopped after 4, it would have been fine, but the fact that they keep throwing them in every single iteration just to have them in there is annoying as all hell.
I don't think they have them... I don't think they have them just to have them. I think it's more of a, like, you can avoid using them with fast travel, but I think it's more like,
why have them?
Because they're in Greece and there's lots of water.
And you have to use them. You know, there's no getting around. You can't swim from the mainland to some far off island.
You could.
That was a voluntary choice on their point.
But why would you want to put water in there?
It'd take you 10 hours to get there. And one thing that really irks me about the ships is, why can't we go into the stupid menu when you're on a ship or on your horse? It instantly pauses the game and you can't do anything. Because I want to be able to be moving from one place to another, check my gear and stuff, check the map, see, make sure I'm going the right way and everything. They should have the ability to move
while you're in your menu. That you'd have too many people complaining about running in the trees or running off cliffs. Or
if you're auto-packing your horse, they're going to be running on a trail and it kicks you out of any type of thing. You say, so they already have it partially. You can go into your eagle view when you're riding on an auto path. So you can be in the eagle looking around while your horse is running. As soon as you get attacked or enough threat on you, it automatically pulls you back. They could do that with ships.
Yeah.
You get it set on the right course. As soon as another enemy ship comes up or you're getting too close to an island where it pulls up your sails, pulls you out of the menu.
See, I think there'd be more complaints if you did that. I mean, because people are like, I was in my menu and I got pulled out because I got too close to an island, you know?
It's like, sorry for trying to help.
Yeah.
People don't have a reason to complain about something like that. That's just silly.
I mean, to me, it's not a big deal. When I'm in my menu,
trying to help. If you're in a position to become injured in the game, and you're dicking around in your menu.
Well, to me, that pause is nice too, though, because like, if I'm Mulehorn jinking something, I'm going too fast. I can rearrange what I have my abilities assigned to, for whatever I need, you know. But yeah, I don't know. Dark.
I mean, honestly, just yeah.
You're holding it in, dude.
Hmm?
You're holding it in. I want to hear. You're over here like. All
right. So. The original topic, which was the Xbox showcase, I just think it was just piss poor explaining what the hell they were actually planning on doing. I'm happy that, you know, people are still working on games and still putting stuff out there for people to see, especially in a year where there's going to be no E3, there's going to be no big conferences. Yeah. At least they showed us something, whether they were indie games or whatever the hell. We got to see something. We know that they're still working on things. We got a new console coming out. All right, Assassin's Creed.
I'm ready.
So, I don't understand why. Yes, I understand Assassin's Creed. The name sells something else. They messed to make a new IP, and you can't say, "Well, it made money." This isn't the first time they've done it. Ghost Recon came from Rainbow Six. People like Mule wanted to play the original Rainbow Six and the second one sweaty. And Rainbow Six punished the shit out of you for playing that game sweaty. Hostages got shot in the face and stuff. They were like, well, people like the mechanics. Let's give them the same idea, but they can be sweaty. Oh, look, there's people really similar, but they just not Rainbow Six. They're Ghost Recon guys. Same game, almost. Exact same game. Sweaty, non-sweaty. Tactical people, non-tactical people, both 20 plus year IPs with 20 something games in each one. You have a world built lore. Oh my God, we have this people who have these machines who can send people back in time to go through these things. Why did it have to be Assassin's Creed? That, hey, we're still looking for information. Why don't we name it whatever the fuck else we want to, you know, Templars, you know, quests or something, whatever creative name that I'm not getting paid to come up with, you know, starting from Origins, you could have had, that's where it started kind of creeping into sweaty four maybe. And then like, they could have just went off in their own thing. It could have still been tied together. Cause many of the games, as a lot of people know from Tom Clancy, are tied together. Like, mm-hmm. They're all just one big ass game from different aspects. You had an opportunity to create a whole new IP and still do Assassin's Creed stuff. Assassin's Creed style, like pick different eras. You could have went to Japan. You could have did China. You could have did the beginning of the American Revolution after what happened in part three. Tons of stuff that could have still kept to the whole Assassin's slow pace, stab, kill these people, find these people, while still building another brand that's not Assassin's Creed, what war conflict with boats can we put them into this time?
Next, we're going to have a freaking Civil War.
Yeah, it's going to be Assassin's Creed Civil War. You know, the guy in the front line.
Right.
I mean, we already had that with Assassin's Creed 3, right? We had the Revolutionary War.
Oh, that was Revolutionary War, bud.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was the Revolutionary War.
I mean, we did have Syndicate, which was pretty far in the future. Or close to current time.
And the Hidden Blade.
So yeah, there's a good comment.
Yeah, as long as you strap the Hidden Blade on.
There's a good comment brought up in chat that said, hey, Zelda evolved, and it was still highly successful. So is it just that you guys don't like that it's associated with the name Assassin's Creed? Because it has like a different association in your brain of what the game should be like. That's y'all's beef, right?
But, I mean, did really Zelda really change that much? It just got bigger.
Oh, yeah. It changed a ton.
That's what she said.
You mean remake, whatever version?
Breath of the Wild?
Did you really use Zelda as the excuse?
Breath of the Wild?
How many damn times are you going to redo the same damn game?
But it's totally different. All the mechanics, the way it's played, totally different than like the side-scroller Zeldas that we had in NES and Super NES.
It's literally the one game that's been soft rebooted with every console generation of Nintendo.
But it's a totally different game.
Well, you can't compare to like Link to the Past and Breath of the Wild.
Why not? It's Zelda.
That's a really old one versus a newer one. Like,
it's still Zelda. Zelda.
Is it not still the core concept of the whole game, though? I mean, they're all essentially an RPG to a point. Yeah.
See, I'm stirring the pot here. Isn't that the same with Assassins? You're killing people.
So what? It doesn't matter if you turn people or not. The Assassin's Creed title has much more going on for it since Assassin's Creed 1, all the way fuck up to at least Origins.
Their quote is, "Work in the dark to serve the light." They don't work out in the middle of a battlefield. They work behind the scenes.
Or with...
So they're like Sith Jedi. I get it.
In a sense, sure, if you want to see it that way. But, I mean...
I'm totally trolling you guys, but...
Dude, it's really not. I mean, yeah, you can say Zelda evolved. I mean, I kind of still think it's the same core concept throughout every one of its iterations, but now with the Assassin's Creed, it's getting from going to, you know, Ezio finding his dad's assassin's gear and becoming an assassin himself, going up to stab the Pope in the frickin' face, all the way on up to now to Vikings, which have absolutely nothing to do with assassinations, because that wasn't what they did.
Mm-mm.
At all. Why am I being in Assassin's Creed when I'm a Viking? But,
I mean, at least you got the Assassin's Blade.
Yeah. Now, I get both points, for sure. I'm more on the side that, and I'm more of a casual player like Mule, not as squirrely and gung-ho. But I love my RPGs, and it's just a butt-ton of fun to play.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed is raking in tons of money with the Assassin's Creed title, so they're not going to stop. They are shifting away from the assassin part. I'm not denying that. Should they kill it? No. Should they start a new IP? Dark made some really good points about Ghost Recon evolving from Rainbow Six. That's the first time I was like, that actually might be a good idea. But I don't see it happening.
I mean, iGame said in chat, he said in chat, don't forget that these new protagonists are not part of the Creed, they're part of the story, and it ties into the Creed. So maybe that's how they're...
point, though? That's the other thing
I can't say anything without giving too many spoilers.
Don't say anything.
I completely forgot about all the stuff. I agree with that,
but I also disagree.
Yeah.
The other thing is, like, where in the timeline is this happening? It's all from Layla Hassan, or whatever the fuck her name is. Yeah. Which, fine, whatever. Anything outside of the Animus is boring as shit. But we go to Origins, which is called Origins. But then let's go back further to ancient Greece. And then let's scoot up a bit to Vikings.
They're just giving you an opportunity to be like a John Wick assassin, basically. You can just go in there and bull rush everything and win.
I mean, that's...
It's all about that hero.
John Wick aspect, it's a terrible idea. Because John Wick is a terrible
idea. I can't wait for Assassin's Creed World War II. I mean, I'm saying.
Honestly, like, there was that World War I mission in Syndicate, and it was tits. I love seeing it. I love playing that mission because it was still fucking Assassin's Creed, because they were trying to just pull strings behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Low key go stab someone in the kidneys. Nobody cares. Nobody thought twice.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I don't care if they made Assassin's Creed Coronavirus, as long as you were sneaking around.
moving on to the next topic. So last topic here for the night, guys. What games are you super excited to see showcased in July? I mean, we got a big stream coming up for Xbox. We saw the new PlayStation game today. What is it called? Ghost of Tsunami? Tsushima, that's it.
Yes.
Ghost of Tsunami.
Tsunamis. Storm. Yeah. That looked freaking awesome.
That looked great.
Yeah. But what are you guys looking forward to in July?
I need to find out.
Explain yourself.
July.
I'm hoping, so I'll start. I'm hoping that we get to see actual gameplay of Halo, because we'll be, what, like 4 months away from release? Like, show me some freaking Halo gameplay. There's been rumors of Fable for forever, and people are saying it is for sure thing happening. Let's see it.
That's still a rumor too.
Let's see something, you know.
Until a developer says Fable's happening, I won't believe that Fable's happening.
It is for sure happening. It's been confirmed.
On PC.
Hmm? Yeah. Let's see. I mean, we're going to have Cyberpunk coming out anyway, so that's not really something that we can look forward to. Maybe get, and I'm just throwing this out here. I don't think they'll be ready, but show us something for Anthem 2.0. Something. I think it'd be kind of cool if they showed something.
I don't think they're, they're not going to.
Yeah. I don't think they will. But I think it would be cool if they did. So.
But like I was saying, Crysis Remastered.
Yeah.
Should see something on that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm still excited for that.
Yeah.
I don't see much else in the line I'm excited about at all.
Far Cry 6. They're due for another one, aren't they?
Yeah, it's about that time.
Yeah.
It's about that time. Yeah. I'm kind of, it's going to be less popular, but I'm excited to see if Bungie shows off anything with Destiny for the fall. Because, boy, like, even though, like, I'm really irritated with some of the things they're doing, the storytelling that they're leading up to right now is basically taking everything that we've been waiting for years and years with the original, like, The Darkness, and they're finally going to be bringing it to us.
I feel like I've heard this story before.
Well, I know, we keep thinking, like, this is it, and then no, like...
I've heard it once.
I think I've heard it.
Everything.
Yeah.
I'm ready for Destiny BR to come so I can play Destiny again.
Look at it, and you say I'm a troll. Oh my god. Destiny B-Bar. Dude, what about a Halo BR? Would you flip your lid if you saw that?
I wouldn't like go nuts about it, but I'm at this point I'm expecting it. I'm truly expecting there to be an actual Halo VR.
Yeah.
I'll agree. I'm expecting something. Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Ghost of Goblins Xbox style would be amazing.
Oh my god.
Like just Castle
as
Crashers.
Impossibly make... difficult as the original.
Yeah. Make it like Castle Crashers, where you get that whole fancy cartoony style to it. I'd play the hell out of that.
It's called Dark Souls. Yeah.
I'm with Lady on that.
Oh my god, it was part of an extra credit at the end of my first semester in college.
Yeah. So any other games? I mean, it sounds like just Halo and a couple other games here and there. Because we're going to get Cyberpunk soon. Maybe more Valhalla. Valhalla, maybe? Maybe actual gameplay?
But like it's more just add-on content and stuff. Me and Lupo were talking about this not too long ago. Overwatch 2, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually interested to see more on that. Is it going to be a separate game? Is it going to be a like revamp of the current game? Or you have to buy a whole nother copy? Because it... And I want to see more on it. Like, we've seen a fair share to get a good idea, but I definitely want to see where that progressed.
I think me, you, and Lupo had a conversation about this. I think the only reason it'll probably end up being its own game is because of the fact that they're going to want to do crossplay. Like, that's definitely a game that they're definitely going to want to get on the crossplay bandwagon just because of how it is and how they can't even be like, oh, you know, all mouse and keyboard versus, you know, controls and stuff, because it works on Call of Duty. And plus, every damn character handles differently anyway, and there's very few hit scan characters in that game. So,
You know,
I'm just really excited to see it.
The more I'm thinking about this, too, I forget. Yeah, I forget EA Play is doing a live event, too, like a digital event. So I hope we get something with Jedi Fallen Order. I hope we get some continuation of that because it's been confirmed. We'll get something more with that. And there is a huge rumor, as Mama said in chat, about Mass Effect having a remaster Like, that would be insta-buy for me, especially if they upgraded the way Mass Effect 1 plays. But
it'll just be pretty.
Oh, I don't. As long as the gameplay's better, if it's better, then
gameplay's the same. Nope.
Yeah,
I'm forgetting a huge one that's supposed to have some stuff shown off this year. Elder Scrolls 6.
They weren't showing anything.
No, like, they said not for
they
like
tweeted out a couple days. Like, they don't expect anything for a couple of years.
Yeah. What? Nothing.
This crow just throwing us off the scent.
Crow's like,
here he goes. Releases in the fall.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. I know it's about that time of year where the new Call of Duty gets announced. So whatever the hell this year's Call of Duty is going to be, it should be announced within the next 2 weeks. And then Battlefield will probably follow that within the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, cool.
Not for now. With everything that's going on, I'm just excited for any kind of news that sounds interesting.
Exactly. Yeah, yep. Like, I'm enjoying the stuff that I'm doing right now. And I'm scared to add more to it.
Yeah. It's a good time to play video games, though, with all the lockdown and everything.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm actually interested to see what they do with Warzone with the new games, because that's free to play, so it could be its own thing. So it's going to be nice to see whether or not they go the Fortnite route of changing the map based off of what the new game is, or they go the PUBG route and just have different maps for different game modes.
If they throw in customs, I'll come back to Warzone. I'll come back if they throw in customs, because that would be freaking fun, you know.
Do you think that they're going
to get your ass handed to you this time?
Oh, I'll get you, brother. You'll get all the bags. You'll get both nuggets right there.
Do you think that they will continue working on Warzone, or do you think they will make a new version of it with the new Call of Duty?
No, what's happening is the great part about what they did with Warzone is, I don't know if you guys are familiar, but Call of Duty went from a one-team cycle to a two-team cycle to a three, and then it was a four-team cycle. So they pulled Raven and the other team, the fourth team, and they actually are the ones specifically focusing on everything that's going on with Warzone, while now it's just Treyarch and Infinity Ward who slingshot the actual main games.
Okay, so the other two are just going to stay on Warzone for now.
Correct. So they'll stay on Warzone, taking the assets and the gameplay models and stuff and bring them in, which is nice. So, you know, I just want to see how they're going to actually do the maps and stuff like that, because there's so many maps from the Treyarch side of the house, from Infinity Ward that still haven't, you know, made it into this game. So it'd be interesting. I want to see a new map or just a different area, you know, with different stuff piecemeal together and stuff like that. It should be pretty cool.
They could do it kind of like how they were doing it with Blackout, where they added in little bits.
Yeah, they just, congratulations, there's a boat, or now there's, you know, a new house in the corner over here.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. That's, it works.
Right on. Well, awesome, guys. What was that, Dirty? What?
It worked in Apex when they blew up the middle of the map.
Yeah.
Didn't they just break it again too in Apex?
Yeah, it's part of Skulltown and some other stuff fell into the ocean. It's actually pretty freaking cool looking. There's a way you can get down there. I haven't figured it out yet, but I've seen some people down there. Yeah. Well, you probably die, but Well, cool. I think that about wraps it up, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us for episode 95 of the Analog Assault Podcast. If you'd like this community, check out our friends, The Shed, at theshed.gg. And if you would, guys, like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes, and you can follow us all on Twitter. Remember, guys, when in doubt, blow it out!